Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning continues with the laws of Rosh Hashanah and Simin Tov Kuf Pei Aleph of the Orach Chaim and Shulchan Aruch. We pick up tonight's Halacha with the statement of the Rama, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, in the gloss of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, where he writes the following. Per the custom of many V'yesh Nehagin, there are those who have the custom Litbol Be'erev Rosh Hashanah Mishum Keri, that there is a custom that many immerse themselves in a mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the reason that's given by the Rama is because of keri, because of a seminal discharge, insofar that a person wants to be b'kedusha of tahara, standing in judgment with purity and holiness and sanctity, with a sense of ruchnius, so therefore it's perpetuated by a sense of mikvah, of tevila, that a person goes on Erev Rosh Hashanah standing in din. And the commentary of the Mishnah Brewery explains, "V'meini yochal litpol mishum tzina." Let's just say, for example, in certain places in the world already, it's cold, and so therefore a person would not be able to go to the mikvah. Presumably the mikvahs were outside, and it was a very difficult physical feeling to be able to go to the mikvah in such an inclement weather. So in such a situation, for whatever the reason, it was cold, "Sigira lishpech al gufei tishaka b'mayim." So we know that a person can rely on the halachic permissibility of tisha kabin, this measurement of water that should fall on a person, that can happen while a person is in the shower, that one should really ideally wait until after chatzos, until halachic midday, to then be litbol in the mikvah, to then immerse oneself in the mikvah. And this is a situation of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, how a person should be noyag on Rosh Hashanah itself, so that would also depend if a person saw keri in the evening, or for reasons that were enumerated or and articulated in the Mishnah Brurah, the continuation of this comment specific to relations, if there is the need for kedusha felt, so then a person would be able to be tovel on Rosh Hashanah itself. Also, many have the minug per their communities that the Baal Tokeya goes to the mikvah on Rosh Hashanah itself, also for Kiddusha in Yonim. These are not tefillah shel mikvah, but this is tefillah shel minhag, and a tefillah shel Kiddusha. And this is the practice, the custom that many have. The Rama continues in this comment, where he explains, V'yesh mekoymesh nahagin, there are places where those are custom themselves, lelich al hakivrei, so leharba sham betchinos, that the Mekaymas HaNehagin, the places that people go to the Beis Kfaros, to the cemetery, and in those places, to Laharbos Shamt Bitchinos, to increase their supplications, V'noisnin Sham Stokal Aniyim, and they also give out Stokal Aniyim to poor. Now, the Mishnah Brurah also points out this very important addendum to this law that a person should be aware of. The Beis Kfaros Hu Mokam Menucha Satzadikim V'atfila Niskabola Sham Yoser. Now we're talking about a cemetery, and at a cemetery specifically where there's the burial and the rest of the tzaddikim, because he explains that it's in these places that the tefillah, that a person's prayers are accepted even greater. However, here's a very important, warning. This is true really of any time, but specifically to where this din is brought down in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, ach, al yosim megamosa neged ha-mesim. Chalila, a person should not add their supplications specifically to those who are buried, to the mesim, chas v'shalom. Rather, what the tefillah is, ach yivakesh mehashem yizbarach, that a person is asking from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from God Almighty, sheyiten olav rachamim, that Hashem should visit upon the petitioner mercy, rachamim, b'schus ha-tzadikim sheikh ne'ofar, and the merit of the tzadikim who are buried in this place, and therefore it's not that chas v'shalom a person is davening to those who are buried, but rather realizing that they are simply the ambassadors, the emissaries, or in the nusach of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's really that the mercy should be visited upon the petitioner in the zechus, in the merit of the tzaddikim who carry great merit. So these are the two statements of the Rama. We'll finish with this tonight and continue with these dinim in the nights ahead. I wish you, from my family to yours, a beautiful evening.